The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Cause I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Row 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that would rather listen to an auto-tune queef than anything with a pineapple and a pen. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show. It is number 148 tonight, and we are coming at you live from RazRadioLive.com, KinkyKatieRadio.com, and Radio Chaos. With me, as always, is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on, my little woolly booger?
Not so much.
Look at you. You're looking a little woolly lately.
I know.
Your hair is getting a little longer.
Yeah, I know. It's called holiday laziness.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm in sweatpants and a tank top.
Yeah, well.
So sexy.
It's the way to be.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm allowed
sure,
to.
Exactly.
Some girl. Yeah, well, I am now. I still love, there's still people that don't even know.
Oh, boy.
Some are afraid to ask, and some are just like, I don't want to know the truth, whatever it may be.
I'm just trying to figure out what you're talking about.
That's quite all right.
Yeah. You're going deep code already.
I am. Yeah. If you want to get me on Twitter, you can get me at Kinky Katie Radio. You can also get me on Facebook, Kinky Katie Radio. Doesn't really matter what the Skype and the phone number is because I don't take callers anymore. Yeah. You guys, you're the reason why I don't. I still love you, though. I just can't talk to you on the phone. So
nice.
It just doesn't work. It doesn't mesh well. It's okay. I'd rather see your little faces and just roll with you. Anywho, well, I hope everyone had a very nice Thanksgiving. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Sure, I did good. I don't know. I had plenty of turkey sandwiches. That's the important part.
Yeah, I think tonight's the end of the turkey.
Yeah, I think so. I think officially the turkey pot pie was the last meal.
It's just some kind of turkeyed out.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah. I could always do with another turkey sandwich. They're tasty, you know?
So I'm going to be making one out of the show.
It's hard to walk away from. That's what I'm saying.
I can't quit you.
I have like a turkeyoid addiction. It's like opioid, but different.
No, it's kind of like a fetish, like the father from A Christmas Story.
Is it? He had a fetish?
Well, no,
that was lampshades.
No, he was one-legged lampshades. No, he was. No, he had like a thing for like a hard on for turkey. Like,
did he?
He was just like,
I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that
because
he got all upset when the dogs ran and ate the turkey.
Well, okay.
You guys, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're gonna fucking see it. It's gonna be December in like 2 days, so
it'll be nonstop
Christmas Story. Grinch is still Christmas. Here's a who up my hoo ha.
Yeah. It's pretty obnoxious, really.
It really is. Especially when we're in Florida and there's like a bunch of theme parks. And dear Lord, we have a Busch Gardens is having this like festival light thing going on. And I swear to God, a normal commercial at a normal level. And then they jack that volume up and it does it all by itself. And it startles me.
That's actually done intentionally.
No,
just,
I know it is.
Just to, I mean, I set it up that way just to watch you jump.
Pay attention to me. Stop looking at your computer. God damn it. What's your problem?
For the most part, I'm okay with you looking at your computer. Because then you're not attacking me.
Well, I can't help it sometimes.
I feel a little safer then. A little more secure. Like, I don't have to look over my shoulder. I don't have to have eyes in the back of my head.
Hey, as long as you're wearing your whistle, you should be fine.
And who's going to come and save me? I can blow that fucking whistle all night long. Nobody going to come help.
Oh, no. There'll be people that will yell, shut the fuck up. And then, you know, maybe they'll come and help you. You know, they'll come to kick your ass, knowing. And then, unfortunately, you're not getting your ass kicked. You're trying to get your ass raped.
No, I'm not trying to get my ass raped. No.
No, you're trying to get it unraped. Yes. Prevent it. Anti.
Yes. So, actually, I would be using the whistle for its intended purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But I'd be like, we're in Ibiza.
But
do, 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 do.
It's carnival.
Ow!
So are we doing a show?
The Miss Bum Bum contest.
Are we doing something tonight?
Yeah, we are.
What's happening?
I have a very good tits man for us later.
Yeah.
For you.
Okay.
And for everyone.
We'll see.
What do you mean we'll see?
We'll see.
It's amazing.
Okay.
It'll be great.
Sure.
This first thing that I want to talk about completely put the song of the at the EBDBBMB because there is
okay. Sherman set the sway.
No.
We have to turn the splain machine on for a second. We have to explain this. Now in the league, the league is a show that Katie has watched so many goddamn times. But on this show, there was any entity called the EBDB. The Eskimo Brothers database.
Yeah.
And basically, part of the show, ongoing kind of a joke, was that the EBDB would put Eskimo Brothers together, and they would help each other in a cooperative manner.
Like, oh, it's my Eskimo brother.
So you help him out because he's your Eskimo brother.
That's right.
So anyway, continue. Now that we know what the EBDB B&B is.
Well, no, people don't know. The B&B actually does stand for bed and breakfast.
Yeah, well, the EBDB in general.
Everyone gives a fuck. It's fun.
So what about the EBDB?
Anyway, well, the Kinky Suite is the newly opened successor to Amsterdam's most famous bed and breakfast and bondage.
Okay.
It's an apartment, and it's been revived and refurnished by their new owner. This thing looks pretty fucking cool. It was originally known as the Absolute Suite, okay. Which I don't know why I called it that. Like, I don't know if it was maybe...
came with a bottle of vodka?
That or like, sponsored by, like, this
room. It could
have
been it. It could have been just, I came with a bottle of vodka, that's all.
Whatever. But this thing is a 3-floor apartment. And it's in the red light district, you know, of course. And it's supposed to accommodate comfortably 4 people. Now, when I hear about this thing and I see what it looks like, fuck, you could put a lot more people comfortably in there. But then if it's like a whole bondage thing, you really want them to be comfortable anyway, right?
I would imagine so. But knowing you, you think you could fit 4 people in, but really like 1.5. Oh, no, it'll be great.
Depends.
We'll be really close. It'll be awesome.
Depends on the orifice you're going for. If you're going for the same one or next door.
You need some space. You know what I mean?
You do, and I do too.
I mean, you know, sometimes you got to get flaily with it.
That's where you're going. Fuck you. I'm not the one that hit the back of your legs with a 2x4.
That was intentional, though. You would have done it on accident, swinging at the person next to me.
Shut up. That's
when I get hit.
Whatever.
Well,
settle down there, grapefruit nut. And I said grapefruit, not grape nut. So.
Who are you talking to?
You,
really?
Black and blue.
What?
I don't care.
What?
I'm in a good mood tonight.
What is going on?
I'm feeling awesome.
What were you talking
about? You were
about
paying
to
attention.
Begin with?
I'm talking about the Kinky B&B.
Oh, the
right
Kinky
now.
B&B.
Yeah.
Like the EBDB B&B.
Right.
That had nothing to do with the EBDB.
Yeah, because I said it makes me think of it because it's kinky and the EBDB B&B were no, because people would fuck all the time. They would be like, all right, it's orgy time. And then they have like a please disturb sign they put on. I'm going to hit you.
I had nothing to do with it.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
It did in my head.
Sure.
Whatever. It made sense.
Yeah, and somehow a honeybee makes you think of a blowjob. So, you know.
Well,
yeah, like I said, the connections just aren't the same for you sometimes. Honeybee,
this is
sucking dick.
Whatever. You don't mind. Every time we pass by a raw honey stand, and they seem to be everywhere, right here. You've been getting more head than you ever have lately, so I don't even want to fucking hear it.
Okay.
So back to this B&B that I want to talk about.
Yeah, okay, that we're talking about.
Well, yeah, well, it comes furnished with a whole bunch of like
S&M
kinky
B&B.
Stuff. Yes. BDSM and B&B.
BDSM and B&B. BDSM B&B.
Elemental Goldfish.
Oh, Jesus. We've gone acronym crazy.
Yeah,
I hope
but
you
these
like
are,
acronyms because you're getting a lot of them.
But these are the ones that the young fuckers won't know.
Oh, sure.
Like,
no,
I have to look up what they mean.
No,
and
they know them all because they speak in acronyms. That's all they talk in now. It's all an acronym.
I have to look up half the shit some of my people write on my Facebook page. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't know what
it stands for. Can you explain that? Member?
Huh?
Member?
What's in the who? I don't get you people with your fucking music and your clothes. Handlebar mustaches. All right, this is the layout, like the floor plan
okay.
of this place. On the first floor, there's a kitchen and lounge area with a gibbet-style cage. Now, for those of you that don't know what a gibbet-style cage is, it's one of those hanging cages that encases the whole body. It's like kind of shaped like the body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like the it looks like a wireframe mannequin almost. Like,
yeah, kind of
like
that.
Build a mannequin starter kit.
Sort of, yeah, and you get stuck in the middle of it and it's hanging.
Yes. So that's like, what this... like a form-fitting birdcage.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good description.
Yeah.
I like that.
I use my descriptive words there. Did you see how that went? I use my descriptive words to describe
I know
describe
good
what
with
it
words.
Like. Yeah.
I don't do podcasts. No. I can't talk. It's all right. I know I'm not very descriptive. I know it's not a really good thing to brag about, but whatever. Okay.
You describe just fine. Just you're the only
Yours
one that
better.
Understands your description.
Fuck
That's
you.
All. Well, it's just what you have to work at it, though. Sometimes challenges and puzzles are good for people, and people naturally do things like that just because, you know, they try to figure it out.
They go along with it because I'm funny. Well, at least they think I'm funny.
Yeah.
That's probably a totally different reason why I think I'm funny.
Yeah. Boobs. That's that's really.
I like her. She's great.
If I just look at her nipples the whole time, she's real funny.
Oh, you mean this video has sound? Oh, shit.
Nice.
The fuck's wrong with her?
So, so what's a night cost? You got to stop reacting to him.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, or give me a warning. Like, blow the rape whistle when the pussy attacks.
Yeah, because if there's a warning, he gives me a warning. Wow. That's why I shriek, is because he gives me a warning. Anyway, there's a leather recliner also. It's got restraints on it in the corner, and there's this
but
podium.
Wait, what's it cost? What's a night at the EBDB B&B, BDSM B&B? What's it cost? $3,500? What am I looking at?
No,
$85?
Actually, it's
32 shillings.
If there's going to be only two people and they're staying overnight.
900 peso.
No, it's $243.
For two people?
For two people. But then if there's four, it goes down. The price goes down.
Yes.
But yeah.
Really?
There's a late check-in, and if you do the late check-in, that like doesn't count as one night.
Okay.
So you
could
actually stay
basically
two nights.
$250 is what you're looking at.
Yeah.
For the night, and you can have it. Now, so there's a few pieces of equipment are there, you know.
That was just on the first floor.
Well, not only that, but they have like whips, chains, collars. What are we working with here?
No.
I mean, not that you necessarily want to use like somebody else's shit, because that just doesn't sound.
No,
good.
They mostly just have the furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they have, but they have, I mean, they have restraints and stuff, but I mean, you're not going to see like dildos and strap-ons.
Well, I wouldn't think that anything like that. I'm talking about like floggers and shit like that.
No, didn't say that they did.
Huh.
But anyway, the place looks like really cool. I think it's
Where's
I think
it
it's
again?
Awesome. Huh?
Where was it at again?
It's in Germany.
Esta. Oh, El Germanio.
Germany.
Huh.
Yeah.
So was that euros?
Yeah.
240 euros?
No, that's actually converted into US.
That's not too bad.
Mm-mm.
Sounds like an Oktoberfest trip. Or Englishmorg.
Oh, and you're not allowed to bring prostitutes there. You can't bring professionals.
What?
Even though it's in the red light district, you're not supposed
what?
To.
What? You know what?
No, that's what they tell you.
You know what? You know.
They're like strict rules.
Who I bring is who I bring. Mm. You fucking see often see.
I.
Well, that's what I would say.
I don't know.
I want to bring who I want to bring to the BDSM B&B.
I think it's pretty cool, though, that they have heated floors. Like the floors in this place are heated.
That's how like a lot of heating works. I know you don't really know about it.
Mm-mm.
But in cold places, they actually heat the floors with like recirculating warm water. And that's kind of the way we heat things nowadays.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Like I'm just so not used now.
Yeah. Kind of the way. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. You learn something new every day.
Oh, and the whole house is controlled by Wi-Fi.
Controlled by Wi-Fi. So does that mean some pervy fucks up in the attic, like spanking it to what's going on? I mean, do I get a discount if I let him watch or what?
Well, you know, he could be in the attic because the attic is actually one of the floors, like one of the play floors.
And it's Wi-Fi. So, I mean, he could really
So the whole thing could be wired and people could be paying to watch it from all over the world.
Giant porn community. I want money for that.
Like
fuck you.
Like a big brother thing.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, I'm just not paying you money to go. I'll stay for free and let you film me. How about that?
I'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll stay for a long weekend.
There you go.
We'll really get into some shit. I'm just saying, you know, that would be
in a foreign
country. Yeah. Why not?
Get a little extra fiber in your diet to prepare for it.
Oh, no. Oh. I'm not.
When in Germany?
No, I'm about to say never go full German. Never go full German. That's just what happens. The future is promising some great things.
Really?
Yeah, because you know we were talking about last week, the real dolls, they're getting more realistic.
Yes.
With the human touch and all the stuff.
Sure.
Well, now you can get a virtual blowjob.
Virtual blowjob, huh?
Yeah.
This is where like the cam girls are working the equipment.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. There's a webcam platform that was made by this place called Cam Soda. And it's introducing this like simulated blowjobs using a different technology. It's kind of like those fuck toys that you get that you can control through the internet.
Yeah, we were talking about that a couple weeks ago. Because there was another company trying to launch something.
Right.
Or did this. So this is one that's actually come out and is available.
Yes, they have. Now what it is, on the guy's side, there's a sleeve that's got a shit ton of sensors on it that you slide over your cock. And on the other side, the cam girl has a dildo that has a whole bunch of sensors in it too, but it's connected to the site that you're like logged into.
Okay.
So she knows that cock is going to be working that sleeve. And then it sends whatever she does on the dildo with her mouth, you get the feeling through the sleeve. Like it tightens. It's like
flows. The idea is they're trying to recreate what she's doing to a dildo, like the sleeve.
It's supposed to show like this is what she's doing to you.
Okay.
So if you have like a pair of virtual reality glasses or something, or you like, I don't know, make a little thing where you can't see around your computer, then I don't know, maybe you can think about it. imagine it happening.
And if you do have that, you must film yourself while you're in this contraption.
Oh my God, I would love to see it. In my head, I totally see this guy. He's got like a t-shirt, duct tape to a computer.
No, he's got some virtual reality glasses on, sitting there with a cock sleeve out, sitting in front of his computer while his mother walks in on him.
Honey! Honey!
He's like, mouth is agape.
Come out of the basement. You haven't been out in 2 weeks.
It's all blinking. It starts. You start to twitch.
Sitting there like something out of Matrix. Just plugged in the thing. It sucked the life right out of him. It looks like a little raisin.
But I know kung fu.
I don't know which pill I took. I don't. Did I take both of them? Is this what happens?
I took the puce one. What happens then?
I knew I should have went with goldenrod.
Oh shit, we're fucked now. Oh well, that's gonna be fun though.
So do we have rates on this? What's this cost? I mean, obviously you got to have the equipment, which is like $13.2 trillion.
I guess no. I guess it'll.
Got to get like a foreign government to sponsor you.
Well, no, I don't know. Whatever the webcam girl is charging, because I don't know if they all have the same rates. I don't know if it's for the, you know, they're working for a company. I've never done it, so I don't know how that works.
You know, it seems like you actually know a lot of these people, and you could probably find out exactly how it works.
A lot of people are tight-lipped about it, or they just are like, huh? I'm like, oh my God, do you not understand the question? How do you do your job?
I know a few people that would talk to you about it. Maybe not and let you record it, but would talk to you about it, at least fill you in.
Well, good. That would be cool, because then I could do a report on it.
Okay.
What was that? Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Have them fill me in on it.
Jesus. So we have some more problems in British Airways.
Have we had problems before?
Well, it's not problems, but I've had a couple stories. Seems like almost one a week now where someone's getting naked and drunk and thrown off or in a fight.
It was like a month ago, but yes.
No, there was last week.
No,
we
it wasn't.
Did a chick. Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Well, they're investigating allegations of one of the pilots that took lewd selfies of himself.
Took lewd.
Well, he was tugging one out while wearing women's stockings at 38,000 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
While he was flying.
Yep. The airline said
there's an autopilot.
Well, no. Yes. At some point, yeah. yes, there is autopilot. Yes, there's autopilot, but in some of the pictures, you could clearly see that it was turned off because they actually said one of the pictures you could see that it was on,
totally,
but the other ones were off.
It's only hot if I'm actually flying a plane, Katie.
Flying it with my dick.
Gotta do it while wearing the pantyhose, flying the plane.
Well, yeah, because the pics, he got suspended, of course.
Really? Just suspended?
Yeah, for right now, because they said they're taking this very seriously and we're looking into it. I'm like, yeah, you just want to pass the pictures and be like, look at this. Well, the pics, they show he's wearing stockings and his dick is out and his legs are propped up on the plane steering wheel. But there's more.
There's more.
There's another one of him in the bathroom with his like fucking cock exposed, and there's a porno mag just like open laying across the controls.
Now who's taking these pictures?
He is.
He's taking them of himself.
Yeah, they're selfies.
Oh, yep. Well, he's just posing for pictures.
Yeah, well, you've got a plane full of people not knowing that you're doing this, and you could die.
Yeah, nobody died.
Well,
it's okay.
But then there's another one with him displaying his like junk with one leg like flung over the instrument panel and the other one is in the empty co-pilot seat. And that one was where the autopilot was on. He's like, rah! It's like, hey, buddy.
So he's doing all this from a selfie stick at like 35,000 feet.
38,000.
Cool.
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, so they're saying like the airline's like, yeah, we feel really bad because it could have gone seriously wrong.
I'm surprised, like, they suspended him. Now, if that was a truck driver and he was driving down the road taking selfies of him doing the same thing, the trucking company that he worked for would immediately fire him. You know what I mean? And that's just driving a truck.
I don't know.
Let alone flying. Mm. Why would you? Maybe the pictures were doctored. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're fakes. Falsies.
I don't know. Maybe he was taking him for someone who worked at the airline, like who is like pretty high up, and that's why he's just suspended. Because they're like, yeah, we're taking this seriously.
I know Frank. I love his pictures. He does really good work. Yeah.
I'm the CEO. I can make whatever decision I want.
No, we'll call it an internal suspension, and we're looking into it. That's all, buddy.
Deep probe. Did I mention I used to work for the TSA? I moved up.
Nice.
Now I don't even wear a glove. Ew.
It was right.
Hey, do you need an extra boost from your morning beverage?
Not so much, no. I kind of enjoy coffee.
Oh, well, this is coffee.
Okay, what's in it?
Well, you may, I mean, this is also for someone who needs a little pick-me-up in the cock, too.
Yeah.
It's called Stiff Bull Coffee.
Stiff Bull Coffee.
Yeah, it's a new energizing coffee that it's going to keep your dick hard for 3 days.
Come on. Now, this is like the pill you get at the corner quickie mart, isn't it?
Well,
you pay like $12 for it that is absolutely useless.
The only problem is, and I did actually look this up, the FDA is like, you might not want to drink this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got this one chemical in it that they use in Viagra. And it's got a bunch of other like herbs and spices and shit from Malaysia.
Spices, huh?
Yeah, spice it.
Tasty.
Yum. He who controls the spice.
Oh, boy.
I haven't had medication in probably like 2-3 days. So I had tonight.
Don't lie. You scraped. Scraped a plate.
I did.
Your plate scraped. Plate scraper.
Such a druggie. I feel dirty. No, I really don't. Well, anyway, the thing, like the FDA is like, it's they don't list this ingredient in the coffee, like in the ingredients thing. And that's what the FDA is like having a fucking problem with. Because they're like, oh, well, if you're taking other medications, this could really fuck with your medications. Like if you have diabetes or like you're on blood pressure medication and stuff like that.
Okay, so what you're saying is it has something in it that's in Viagra is what you're claiming.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, that's what the FDA is claiming, too.
They're claiming that.
But then they talked to the president of Stiff Bull, and he said...
Hi, I'm Bob, the president of Stiff Bull.
Well, he said there's no danger because the amount of the one chemical is just so small that it's not going to hurt you. Now, like, you know, so whatever. Drink with caution, people. I don't know what else to tell you. It's if you want to do it, do it. If not, then don't. If you're scared, don't fucking drink like a goddamn big gulp of the shit. Try with like a little espresso cup.
Well, and dollars to donuts, there's probably a pretty good chance you're just going to flush money and probably make yourself sick at the same time. Because we have in all of our travels, and we have tried all kinds of those fucking pills. Because you would get like...
I worked at a couple of porn stores and they were like, you're in a relationship? Here. And they would make all of us like try all these fucking pills, like the new stuff here, that come in and just...
Here.
Yeah, see if they work or how good they are.
And it seemed like I was the only companion who didn't mind like, okay, I'll take it.
And yeah, all the other guys are like, I'm not taking it. Why do you have to take that? It's like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What happens when one of it, we found one that worked.
Oh, yeah.
One worked and it was around for a few years. But if I took this, it would be, you know, you could go round after round and you could do like hour long sessions. You know, you could beat that pussy down.
Oh, my God. Yes, you did beat it down. And then you're like, let's go. Yeah. Like, no. And then you would just like point to your fucking hard, rock hard, almost purple, shuddering erection. I'm like, you did this.
you did this. Take that pill.
This is your problem now. Sit on it or suck it. Either way.
You wanted me to take the thing. I took it and it works.
Oh my God.
Well, we found out that to this particular product, it ended up getting taken off the market because it was just a copy of Cialis.
Yep.
It was like somebody just copied Cialis and was selling it at a porn store.
Uh-huh. It was called Vigor 25 and it was like a bright orange capsule.
And that was the only one we found that did a fucking thing for a fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these things that claim to do shit, dude, you're just flushing money.
You are. It's all mind over matter.
Which, I mean, if psychosomatic, you take it and you get a hard on, good for you. Like, but it would have no effect.
No.
I'm just telling you. So really, just don't waste your money. Get some Cialis.
It's kind of funny. And I would try to test stuff to not have it on his mind. Like I would break open the capsules, like put it in his food. And you should be like, no, drink this. Drink it all. Drink every little bit. And then just wait. He's like, why are you staring at me, you fucking weirdo? And I'm just like, I don't know.
You gave me some, didn't you?
Are you feeling anything? And you're like, why would you ask me that? And you're like, God damn it. What the fuck did you give me? Like, gotta stop doing that.
It better not be fiber. Fuck you. Hey. Fucking sneak feed me fiber again.
I didn't sneak feed you fiber. I was just trying to, I'm looking out for your health.
Okay.
Whatever.
You tell that to the porta potty I had to live in. That poor fucking thing.
Yeah, but don't you feel good?
No. No, it doesn't make me feel good. No, to not know I'm taking in quadruple the fiber intake of a horse. You know what I mean? I'm eating more fiber than a fucking koala.
Hey.
And they eat fiber.
They do. Very good. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's like all they eat.
Say.
It's like pure, straight, unadulterated fiber.
Eucalypti fiber.
Eucalypti is right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I was duped, I admit it, by a fake news story that kind of went like crazy viral this weekend.
You never get duped. What do you mean?
I'm so going to shove my thumb in your tank.
I know what you're talking
tonight.
About, too.
I know you know what I'm talking about. You should know.
Because immediately, I was like, what? That doesn't sound right.
Bullshit. You're just like, I know, but you know, things happen.
Things happen.
The story broke during, it was on CNN. It was supposed to be during an episode of Anthony Bourdain's show. And instead of fucking the chef, they showed 30 minutes of hardcore porn.
This was the story. That's what the report was.
Right. That was the story. And it actually all started from a tweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It started from a tweet that just went fucking crazy and then people took off. And
Katie, God damn it. It was on my Facebook feed. It's true, baby. I'm telling you right now. Look. Black, white, green, and purple, all colors on my phone right there. It's real. Check it out.
It was just whatever. It was an outfit out of the UK. They wanted to show how fast and how ridiculous the fake news can spread to so many people, and all these fucking people will believe it. And it's clickbait.
So the story was they had a half an hour of hardcore porn on CNN.
That's what I said.
No, I know. I'm just reiterating. I'm glancing back over the story.
I'm just making sure. I'm like, did I say that? Because I think I said it. In my head, I said it.
I'm pretty sure you did.
I did.
Yeah.
Because it's on the paper.
So immediately when she said that, I said, what, did they get hacked or something? I said, because like, they don't just drive the ship and put it on autopilot. You know, CNN's, you know, not like, all right, play the tape for 3 hours. We'll see you in the morning.
No, they're pretty on it.
Well, there's somebody watching. So if for a half an hour somebody got something on, that would mean somebody lost control. Like, control was fucking lost. The station's driving itself.
Anderson Cooper is being held at gunpoint.
So it wasn't true.
No, it was not true.
If you're one of the people that probably still believe that CNN had a half an hour of porn.
Yeah, it's not true.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Come on, man. Come on.
Well, it would be probably the most interesting thing that's been on in a while.
It's true.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're going to go take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to have your favorite segment.
All right.
Yeah. And you guys are going to thank me for it. Trust me. I'll say I shit you not and trust me, but I was going to say I shit you, trust me.
Huh?
Doesn't matter. We'll be right back. So stick around for more Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Well, I want to talk to you about a little story that came from Beaver Township, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah,
Beaver,
that's a place.
Shoot, beaver away. Beaver ho.
A beaver ho.
Sure.
Hot damn. Well, there was a woman, she was caught soliciting sex for kind of a, she had an odd request.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? What was her request?
Well, this chick, she's contacted by an undercover cop after she placed...
An undercover cop? What are those?
I don't know, you gotta check the
scores, scoreline?
Sure, I was thinking of something else, but I couldn't think of it.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, what did I say, undercover?
You did.
Sorry.
I thought you did, anyway.
Undercover.
I could be deaf.
Sorry, we're gonna hear it tomorrow during the,
Yeah, we'll see who's right.
Probably you.
Yeah. It may or may not be. I don't know. I aggressively pre-prepped. I was aggressively.
Did you?
I was hanging on wanting an app here as I was sitting here. I was like, that's why I made that tea real quick.
I didn't prep all day. Well, actually a little before I came to pick you up. But then I just, I kind of was slightly aggressive myself.
Well.
Oh, well. Who cares?
What are we doing?
We're having fun. We're talking about the under-over cop. No. The under-over who's undercover.
Nice. He'll get you on top and the bottom, kiddos.
Ooh la la. Extra handcuffs.
He's the kind of cop you'll have over for dinner.
He does good cop and bad cop. Two for the price of one. Nice. Get a guy who can do both. Stupid. Alright, well, this chick, she met this cop.
Whatever.
Yeah, she placed an ad on this local website saying that she would perform a sex act in exchange for $60 and a plate of nachos.
And I'm not talking about, like, just nachos with some whiz on top. I want ultimate nachos from Taco Bell.
Maybe she wanted whiz. Maybe that's what he wanted. Girls like chips, because now she's nachos.
Oh, boy. You heard it once 5 days ago.
I like that song.
Yeah,
we used to play it over and over and over again.
Yes, anyway. But anyway.
Well, the officer met up with her in a parking lot at a Mexican restaurant. I don't know if he picked the place or if she did, but I would imagine she did. And she's like, what's up? She's like, here, again, this is what I'm going to do. Do you have cash and where are my nachos? was like, maybe the food. I don't know, maybe the $60 was for margaritas. Who knows? Well, she got arrested, and the guy who took her to the location also got arrested.
Of course. Yeah. So it was like a John what's-his-nuts undercover sting, but with real police.
Yeah.
And not on television.
That's right.
Okay. But they wish it was on television because it was a good story.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
It would have.
Yeah. So she was going to eat the nachos first before banging the dude.
Well, you have to, or then the chips get all soggy, and they're like, wah.
Well, and not only that, but...
You gotta watch me eat these. You're stuck on my toes. Or maybe she's gonna eat them while she's screwing them.
I mean, your Cosby sweater is gonna turn out like a camouflage t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like a desert sand camo.
It's gonna smell awesome, too. Come on, I like picking guac out of my belly button.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
I know.
That's disgusting. I can't believe you brought that up. You're gross.
Guac wouldn't be a bad splashing implement.
No, it wouldn't.
It's smooth. I don't know.
Well, just the jalapenos might be a little irritating in certain spots.
You just don't go jalapeno. You go jalapeno free.
Jalapeno?
Yeah, jalapeno free Guatemalans. Guacamole bowl.
Go, Jim.
Got three words for you there, Jim.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazzRadioLive.com, KinkyKatieRadio.com, and Radio Chaos. You can get me on the Twitter later at Kinky Katie Radio. You can also get me on Facebook, Kinky Katie Radio. Hey, guess what? While you're at it, check out my website, KinkyKatieRadio.com, yo! My web guy has been doing some updates and doing new things, and I'm digging the changes so far. So if you guys, you should go check it out. New stuff is kind of happening all the time.
Yeah, I have to entertain myself and try to redo things every few months to really make myself panic. It's awesome.
Yeah, because it's fun to watch too. Check it out.
It's those weird conversations. Honey, I made a change in the website, and well, I just wanted a wide header, and now I got to redo everything.
What's the password of this? You're going to get a text on your phone. Read me the number back. I'm like, what are you doing? Or what do you think of this? I don't see a difference. God damn it. Whatever. You won't see it, but I see it. I know what it is.
Hey, women are the same way, where stereotypically women like, you didn't even notice I got my hair cut. You didn't even notice.
You know,
I make changes on the website. I'll be like, hey, check your homepage and shit like that. She'll be like, well, I don't, what did you do? Oh, Jesus, fuck you. Just.
No, but then on the rare occasion that I actually give an opinion and I say I don't like something, the man gets so fucking butthurt, you would think that I like kicked him in the shin and made him like a shit sandwich. Like, it's really, I'm like, what? Like, you have no fucking, well, don't ask me then. Just do, Jesus. Yeah. So, I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah.
That's okay. So, I think we're going to go into your favorite segment.
Stand by.
Standing by.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits. Tits. Man.
God, old man creepy. I don't know.
You want some ice cream?
No. See, I got to let that grow in me. It doesn't, I'm so used to the other one that,
yeah.
It's like you're letting your beard speak for you.
I know. Isn't it cool?
I know.
Well, isn't it exciting?
One of the pictures that I actually put on the notification. What the fuck? I forgot the word. The announcement.
Thing?
The announcement for the show.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. I can't fucking think, which I'm kind of okay with.
Nice.
Is you can see like the evolution of your beard.
Yes.
Like it's kind of, you can see the gradual
can
growing.
You?
Yeah. Yes.
No.
But
I'll
you don't go on social
media.
Anyway. Well, okay, for all of you guys that ever wanted to catch a sneak peek at your favorite actress's fun bags, I bring you CelebritySlips.com.
Celebrity Slips.
And it's free.
Okay.
You can find hundreds of pics of knit slips and fucking titty flash nip slips.
Okay.
Near. Shut up. And like all that like titty flashing and... It's that's not all
it's,
you get.
It's like Mr. Skin.
But better.
But better.
I don't know, maybe not better. But here's the thing. It's it's cool. It's kinda I like it.
It's new and exciting.
But there's other categories besides just nip slips.
There you go.
It you can go full topless, you can go see through.
Wow.
There's camel toe.
Wow.
Ass flash. Pussy slips.
Wow.
And upskirts.
Huh. I'm sure there's quite a few upskirts flying around. There's all kinds of starlets getting out of cars. They know.
Oh, yes. Of course they know.
They know what they do.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they know what they do and they still do it. It's my favorite part.
Did I also mention that there's celebrity sex tapes on there?
Really?
Yeah, you little pervs can find those there too.
Really? What's the place called again?
It is called CelebritySlips.com.
Spelled just like it sounds, or does it have some kind of weird...
No, it's exactly how it is.
Huh.
It's the words.
I'd spell it, but I'm not gonna.
No.
Nice.
You'll see. You'll get it on the website tomorrow evening.
Nice.
How you like that?
Nice.
Okay, but let me give you...
Man.
Yeah, so we're done because we don't need music anymore. But I don't care. I'm just going to keep going anyway. You can see... You can see boobs of Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
If you haven't got enough of those. If you guys are like really pervy, even though she's of age, she still looks like she's 12. But Selena Gomez, you can see her tits.
I'm conflicted. She's got that pudgy baby face and really.
But you can also see your favorite nipple, Mila Jovovich.
Yes. Yeah, Mila's got really incredible nipples. I'm really starting to like the girl on Westworld, really. She's kind of taken over in my mind as some awesome fucking nipples.
You'd love Naomi Campbell's nipples. She's on there too. She's got fucking tubers.
Tubers?
Like, I mean, she's like chewy little nuggets. They're like little fat root beer barrels that are chewy.
I have to kind of wrap my mouth around them to really like truly know to understand them.
It's a nipple.
You would
love it.
Probably.
I'd bite it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that all they have there?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you know, there is a chick that you need to look up at some point, or I'll just email pictures to myself and you can look at them. It's her name is Maitland Ward.
Uh-huh.
And she's got some big old titties, and she likes to pose in naked and half naked and in lingerie. And she's not like skinny. Like she's
where does she
like
come
a
from?
Normal person.
Where did you find her? What's her gig?
She's on this website too. Like apparently she posts a lot of shit like all over the place of her. She's an actress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would I know her from?
I don't know.
Huh? I wouldn't. That's what you're saying.
Probably not. She kind of looks like she could be related to Christina Hendricks. Or Hendrickson.
The redhead from Mad Men with the awesome Hooters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing compared to the what's her nuts? McKinnon.
Oh, Jesus
yes.
Christ.
McKenna. Mick something. McSorley.
One of the Carl's Jr. girls.
Yes. Her.
McKinney.
No, it's not McKinnon. It's McKinnon.
McKinnon?
It's something. See,
I remember.
I don't
first
remember
name
anyway.
Kate Upton.
That's horrible.
Just goddamn it.
That's horrible. When I can't even remember the name of a girl who has an awesome pair of Hooters, that is just something's wrong.
Whatever happened to Sarah Jean?
Who's Sarah Jean?
Oh, remember she was the blonde from Attack of the Show. She gets naked. She posts with Playboy a bunch of times. She gets naked
a
lot.
Yeah, but she's got. I mean, you know how I feel about prosthetic boobs.
But she's really pretty.
I know she is, but I mean her boobs are just not my style. It's not how I roll.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I know that.
And she doesn't have big giant chober nipples either.
No.
No.
She's a little petite thing, but she's cute.
Yeah. Fuck them.
All right. Hey, all of you street little hookers, listen up. I just want to say, no, because there's hope. There could be hope for you.
Really? Right?
Well, this one-time prostitute, she kind of became famous because she used to campaign for sex workers' rights. And she also used to, she used to do a lot of charity work, and she would help women that were addicted to drugs, like, get off of drugs and get on the right path and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't feel that, like, being a fucking prostitute was a bad path.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
She thought, yeah, it's okay.
No, she, I will... was the world's, like, what, oldest profession?
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Well, her name is Domica Nioff.
Uh-huh.
I'm just guessing that's how it's pronounced. I don't know exactly. I didn't put it into
first
the computer.
First name, Jack.
Nioff. Okay. Well, anyway, she died in 2009, and she's getting a street named after her in Hamburg, Germany.
Okay.
Yeah, she's Germany's most famous dominatrix. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, who is this? What?
Domenica.
Her.
Yeah, that's
Mioff.
Right.
Jack's sister.
God damn it. Well, anyway, she... So I wonder if this street, though, is going to be in the red light district, like if it's going to be where that kinky B&B is.
In Germany.
In Germany.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. That would be kind of appropriate.
Sure,
wouldn't you think?
It would be.
Well, they were honoring, actually, she was one of four women that they were honoring with, like, different street names. And
uh-huh.
Yeah, so the Germany's most famous dominatrix that got her own street.
Huh. Check that out.
Check that out.
Yeah. First a BDSM B&B, and now world's first dominatrix named street.
Welcome to Pain Street.
Although Katie's crotch already exists.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It's okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, the craft beer world, I want to talk about that. It's not afraid to kind of do rare brews, which kind of brings to mind this doofus who had this, like, bottle of really expensive beer that tasted like shit.
It's made by monks on top of the Himalayas, mixed with a monkey's cock while he's half erect.
It tasted awful. Either way, whatever. Well, this one kind of proves that weirdo fucks like that out there exist, but they get even weirder.
Really?
Like, fans of cigar... I mean, people... Have you guys heard of Cigar City Brewery?
Well, it's a brewer. It's just here in Tampa. Just a local microbrew.
Well, apparently, their one brew, Huapu, whatever, someone paid $200 for four bottles of this stuff.
Really?
And $60... per bottle of this stuff called Goose Island.
Huh.
Okay, well, those pale in comparison to the fucking thing. Oh, God. To the price tag of this one thing. There was a show called Brewdogs.
Spit it out.
I'm trying to. There was a show called Brewdogs where they would, like, go to different places, like, we're going to make this brew out of this pile of shite. Like, you know, they would... You saw the show with me.
Yes. I'm trying to figure out where you're going.
Well, they have this rare fucking brew that they did called the End of History.
Okay. I mean, because on that show, one of their things was to make the most expensive beer they could.
Well, they did.
Yes. Same show?
So far. Yeah, same show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
The Brew Dogs.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, a bottle of this fucking ultra rare brew is going to set you back $20,000.
What?
Yep.
Come on.
Oh, and guess what?
Huh.
It also comes encased in a taxidermied squirrel carcass.
Huh. Mm-hmm. It's got Michael Jackson jizz in it. Priceless.
Priceless.
There are 10-year-olds that give me $100 million right now.
It's got Kurt Cobain tears.
Which, oddly enough, is the same thing as Michael Jackson. Come. It's really strange.
No. You're going to get so much hate mail now. Blasphemy. Oh my God. Yeah, so this bottle is definitely shoved inside of a squirrel. Well, they're doing this to fund an opening of a new brewery in Columbus they want to do.
Okay.
And the first batch that they made was back in 2010, so this stuff hasn't been made in 6 years. And only 12 bottles were made at that time.
Nice.
So they said they wanted to make a beer as distinctive as possible. And the owner kind of had struck up this relationship with the taxidermist. This guy's name is Simon the Stuffer. Har got your gut.
So it's some kind of taxidermy inspired brew, is what you're saying.
God, I wonder if they've got, like, formaldehyde inside of it. I wouldn't put it past them. They do some weird shit. Well, I mean, I said it's beautiful and disturbing. They said the beer is art and art is art. So whatever. It's a true that from what they said was all in it. It's like a fucking assault on your taste buds. Like it doesn't sound like it would go together, but who the fuck do I know? I didn't used to drink beer that much anyway. But I mean, for those of you that actually want to taste it and you're willing to pop the top on a fucking bottle of beer you spent $20,000 on, or if you want to just save it, I mean, what would you do?
If I had the money to buy it, I'd just drink it. I'm not gonna. What the fuck am I gonna save it for? What's the point of that?
Well, I don't know, since it's very, very rare. If you have the money, buy two. Drink one and save one.
No, just drink them both. I mean, what are you gonna, like, it's gonna live its life up on the shelf? Like, the cat is in the box. It is not dead until you open the fucking box. The beer is not great until you drink it. I'm just saying.
Well,
a pussy not fucked is not a pussy.
Then what is it?
We don't know. We'll never know. Because the second you open it, it becomes what it becomes.
You broke the seal. Doesn't have that new cunt smell anymore. Damn thing's been driven.
Smells like cigarettes already. Yo, it's
cigarettes
like an ashtray in here.
Vomit.
And broken dreams all at the same time.
And one of those little pine trees. It's a disgusting mat, like mix. Ugh. Dear Lord, woman.
And a little like Michael Jackson's tears.
And gum.
They taste the same.
Tastes like metal.
Pennies.
Pennies from heaven. Well, I don't know. Everything about this beer is different. And they said it's nothing like you're used to. And it's designed to make you think differently about what's going in your glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking different, all right.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Arby's.
$20,000 for a bottle of beer. What the fuck is somebody's problem?
I know. It's pretty ridiculous. But yeah.
Somebody will buy it, probably. Yeah.
I'll put it on my Amazon wish list.
Oh, no.
I don't want it.
No.
My little squirrels.
Oh.
Mm. I've heard this from a bunch of women. And I don't know if my true opinion on the whole situation would make sense, and a lot of people don't like to accept it, what I have to say, because it is the fucking truth. So maybe this article might help you ladies out. All right, so you got a guy. He's chased you for weeks, maybe even months, and now you fucked him, and he's gone. You want to know why men do anything to get into your pants, and then as soon as you fuck them, they disappear, never to be heard from again.
Yeah, why does that happen?
Well, I'm going to give you three answers why he stopped calling after banging you. Now, this is according to this website. So if you aren't going to listen to my honest opinion, been there, done that, then all right, fine. Number one, it's chemical. After sex, a woman's oxytocin levels kind of...
Using them big words.
They increase.
Turns me off.
Well, the man's testosterone decreases. So he said he needs to go and do something to bring his levels back up. So he's got to go. Like, he's like, I need to leave. I got to go do something manly because I was just inside a pussy. Whatever. So that's kind of what they're saying, that, you know, it's not you, it's me.
Huh. So that's excuse number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one.
It's not inspiring so far.
Mm. He feels guilty. He said he may feel he had sex with you too soon, and now he's feeling guilty. Now he's feeling guilty and wants to get away from the scene of the crime. He knows he used you and wants to get away because you let him use you.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, that's second whiff. Gotcha. All right, they're 0 for 2.
Oh, here's the last one.
I mean, it could be that once, maybe, but... Whatever.
Too soon would be like, you just stopped having sex with my best friend like an hour ago. That would be a bit too soon to fuck the bitch.
What I'm saying is there are guys that get like, you know, well, I like that girl and I kind of treated her like a slut. And you know what I mean? The guys, it exists, but it doesn't happen very much now.
It's a unicorn.
Yeah, oh, maybe even worse than that. It's a Mormon.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my spaghetti monster. Oh, you're God. Whatever. Oh, and you're going to love the third one.
Okay. Mm. I'm waiting.
You give too much. Men don't fall in love when they receive. They fall in love when they give. And they fall in love before sex, not after sex. If he feels he earned the right to fuck you, he'll stay. If it's too easy, it's done and over with. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So, I could tell you. I could tell you some of the reasons why I would leave. A, it was 3 a.m. when we left the bar, and you're a Bremelo, and I don't want to be seen outside with you. That's A. Like, why did I fuck that? You know what I mean? That's A, and that happens a lot. Then
I don't know. Ask the Black House.
Exactly.
Why did I fuck that? Could it be me?
Yeah, that's about
You've
right.
already had 12 of my friends. Have some more.
It's Oktoberfest.
Da, she looks cute.
For schnapps. We have some schnapps.
He loves the schnapps.
B was, I just had sex with you, and really, I'd rather slam my dick in the drawer at home than fuck you ever again for any number of reasons. You know, there's lots of annoying reasons that you didn't have a good time when you had sex with her.
Oh, yeah. That could definitely be like something went horribly wrong.
Yes.
You just like, no. Okay. Yes. Or yeah, maybe he just built you up too much. And then once he finally got it, he was like really let down. Like, oh, okay.
Well, no, I don't need. I mean, sometimes you're just not compatible with somebody. Whatever. It happens where you're just not down with fucking them. Maybe her and somebody else would have a great sex life, but just no, it's not going to be me, and I'm not going to wait to see if this gets any better, because we're starting off at like I don't want a full restoration project. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I want the car pre-restored, ready to go, broken, knows how the road goes. You know what I mean?
It's like a pair of jeans that you love, you've had for a while.
I mean, and some dudes really do like to chase pussy for whatever reason. I don't get it, but it's totally true that a good portion of dumbasses, and I call them dumbasses because that's exactly
not me.
What they are. Like, if it's too easy, they really don't, you know, want it. They want to chase a bitch for whatever fucking retarded reason.
Well, because I think it's funny, too, how some guys, when they just, like, throw it at you and they're that obnoxious and you're like, okay, let's go. And then, like, oh, no girl's ever said yes. That's never worked. And then they fucking freak out. Like, they don't know what to do. I love doing that to guys. I loved it. I'd push him and push him and push him. And it was always the ones that talked as the most shit.
They wouldn't throw down at all. Yes, I know. I've seen it.
Yeah, I call them on their bluff. I'm like, all right, whip it out. Let me see your dick. I'm like, whip it off, fucking suck it right here. I'm like, oh. I'd even shove my hand down the front of their pants. I'm like, not much. And I'm like, now I'm kind of know why you didn't want to whip it out. You really should keep your mouth shut. You talk a lot of shit.
So what are your reasons? I told you what they are for me typically. That or B or C. I don't even know what letter I'm on anymore. But it could be
nine.
That really, I made you do some nasty shit, and I can't really look at you. I feel a little, because here's the guilt thing. That this is where it comes in. I made you do some really nasty shit, and really, it can't go any better from here, because if you're not going to resist me in any way, shape, or form, oh boy.
Oops, I put it too far. She's crying. She's crying. She's crying now. Okay, that was too far. That was the line. I got. Oh, fuck. Okay, no, you know, I can't do this. Like, I gotta go. I gotta. Yeah, call you. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I'm so gonna call you coffee tomorrow. Yeah, great. I'll be there. It's like, get the fuck out. Abort, abort.
So, what are your reasons?
What, that I don't call girls back after I fuck them? No.
Well, what? Or guys.
Or I don't call guys? Oh, gosh. I don't call guys because sometimes you don't want to see them again. You just don't. You're just there. You just want to fuck. You just want to, hey, I don't want to use my vibrator. I'd like actually something with a pulse, an actual pulse, you know, because they do make them now. Thump, thump, thump. They're pretty cool. But anyway, you know, sometimes you don't want them to stick around. I had one guy, oh my God. He Cinderella'd shit at my house. Now, guys know about this, where girls leave some stuff behind so they can come back and get it, have an excuse to see you again.
It's on the front in a box. Go to the box routine.
To
solves
left,
the problem.
To left.
Every time.
Well, this dude's like, oh, I need to get my watch. And then I'm like, you've just been here. Fuck. I'm like, I woke up at 7 o'clock. I've only been asleep for like an hour. I want you to get the fuck out of the house. They're like, oh, no. Like, he stayed for breakfast. And then I tried to kick him out. Tried again to kick him out. Had lunch. Tried to kick him out some more. Finally got him out the fucking door. He calls me like 30 seconds later. He's like, I gotta come back and get my watch. I just grabbed it and I stuck my hand out the door. And he put his foot in the front door. I'm like, no, 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 honey bun. We're not doing this. Get the fuck out and leave me alone. I never, ever wanted to see that dude again. I'm like, oh my God. This is not a weekend at some chick's house that you just met.
You got to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Sun's up, bitch. Time to leave.
God. Hangover setting in. You need to go. Which I thought it was kind of funny that a friend of mine actually had a Jaeger machine in his bedroom beside his bed. It's like, oh, let's keep this going. Let's just not make breakfast awkward. I don't know. Whatever.
Neither do I.
Oh, shit. We're, like, late.
Whatever. Why?
Well, I'll just have to save them for later.
Save what them?
I had a couple other stories.
Yeah, that's you were right, holding though? Back the good ones tonight?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Well, why don't you do, then, the show prep for next week?
That's okay. Yeah? That's okay. No, that goes into the prep department. See, I do the pre-prep on the prep. I don't do the prep, but I prepare those who do the prep to do the prep. You know, it's a completely separate department, really.
Yeah.
My skill set doesn't lie there so much.
Yeah. All right. I gotcha.
Button pushing-y, you know.
Button pushing-y.
Make little graphics. That's fun.
Dial twister.
Yeah. Yeah. Pick out some music. That means I got to listen to music, which, hey, is okay.
It's okay. All right. Well, you guys can catch me on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio, Facebook Kinky Katie Radio, kinkykatieradio.com. You can also Google Kinky Katie Radio to find all of my stuff. It's awesome. You can get the archives for this show, all of them, on iTunes, Stitcher, and my website. And they're all for free, so make sure you leave me some comments and 5 stars. That would be greatly appreciated because, you know, the more you do for me, the more I will do for you. What else? I'll be back on Friday afternoon from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. If you like the clip for the intermission, it's a whole hour of that, and it's fucking fun. And I talk about some stuff, too, so you'll hear my voice. I will be live with you, listening with you. Then I'll be back Friday night from the new time, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for One Night Stand, hosted by my bestie, Little Miss Amber. And, yeah, second hour is downhill and it's always crazy. You got anything for me, Issy?
Nothing.
All right, everyone, I am going to go to sleep. Kisses on your paper. I love you. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.